first?
Yeah, both. I got about 5 minutes, and then I'll let him hit the target. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Good morning, Grace Christian Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I hear you? Hallelujah. Amen. Glad to be in the house. There's some saints in the house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're so glad to be with you this morning. We've had a powerful weekend. It's been really great, but I know God has more to say today, so I'm just going to go ahead and just share with you what the Lord put on my heart today for this church, okay? He gave me 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn there, that'd be great. He said, "Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion in the Lord, is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose." Amen. So whatever you do for the Lord is never without purpose. Amen. And so he gave me that scripture verse for you. And so I just started praying and asking the Lord, what are you saying to them? And he said, "You have been my pioneers in this region, and I've seen all your efforts of love." He said, "Your prayers, decrees, and praises have touched heaven." And he says, "In 2020, you will be a year of overwhelming blessings and favor for you." He says, "New recognition, new partnerings, new streams of income." He says, "I'm opening up my treasures for the light. You have been in the midst of darkness." Now, you know that song at the very end, he was talking about the darkness and how the light came in. He said, he's opened his treasures for the light. You have been in the midst of darkness. So you have been the light in the midst of darkness, he said here. He said, "You will see prayers you have prayed fulfilled and doors unlocked that were shut. Your future will be brighter and new joy will fill your hearts." And so I just wanted to share that word with you this morning because I believe God has great things. And I know he has great things in store for you in the coming year. And I want you to have a heart of anticipation and expectation and say, "Lord, we're going to pull down what your word says that we have." Amen.
Thank you, Prophetess Diane. Thank you. Amen. Good morning. Hallelujah. Praise several Christians here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, it's always good to be with mission assigned places. People assemble all across this country, which is good. Yet many are called, few are chosen for certain assignments in regions and territories. So that's why it's not good to compare yourself, your family, your church, your ministry to other people, because God has designed a DNA in you to function a particular assignment. So out of that, I'd love being here. But I love running with Ron, Apostle Ron, because, you know, we serve on board of governors, board of directors, and that type of business. But there's a DNA. There is an assignment on his life. There's an assignment on this house. I'm going to show you what that looks like, because you've already demonstrated it this morning. See, even let's take the children's church. Was that an idea? Did the Spirit of the Lord say? Let's find out. Let me show you how this works. Because right now, God is raising up a Josiah company of believers. Do you know who Josiah was? Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. He was 8, having church in government. He was 8 years. He wasn't too young to be king. If he's not too young to be king over Israel, these kids are not too young to run a service. But if you don't know that, you'll take it as a program. God has said, "No, this is kingdom." So then you don't take it so lightly. You say, "No, what'd you say, Lord?" And he was 8 years old, and he didn't, I don't know, you know, I just flow. But now his dad, Manasseh, see, he was not a godly king. And so he chose to go beyond his father and to his father's fathers, David, and draw on that righteous inheritance. And when he did that, God used him to tear down all the false idol worship, the worship of Baal, all the false altars that were raised up in that nation, you can say in America today, 8 years old. You're starting to see that God is playing chess while men are playing checkers, and he's 10 steps ahead. And while men are looking at the news, God is already moving. So some places are in the rhythm of heaven, in tune to heaven, and have heaven's agenda on their mind because they can hear the voice of the Lord, and they're not trying to be like the church down the street or trying to be something else. They're just being what they've been called to do. So as a member of Grace, I'm very happy and satisfied that I'm at the right place at the right time, not just going to church because it's Sunday. I've been sent by God for a particular assignment that affects more than just Southwest Michigan, but it affects what God is doing in the earth. So he needs pockets all around this nation where a company of Josiahs can be birthed and being given the responsibility and be given the accountability to function as leaders at 8 years old. So that's why I say there are places that assemble, and then there are places that are assigned with specific assignments that are far greater than just having church, because these are the leaders of tomorrow. And so if we don't make room for them, God can't do what he needs to do. When they go to school and revival breaks out, they'll know what to do. And the revival just won't die out. But God actually can build in that daycare, build in that school, build in that community of a bunch of 8 to 12-year-olds. Because God sees 2 years from now. He just doesn't look right now. He is preparing them in the incubator right now. That's what an apostolic prophetic church looks like. It's not just God speaking so he can speak. He's speaking to fulfill and to accomplish a specific assignment that's bigger than me and your world. So when the woman of God comes up and say, I don't need these crutches, he says, because you're a sign and a wonder that the church doesn't need the crutches of last season and the limitations that we have put upon ourselves as the church. So it's refreshing. We travel a great deal. So you look for those places where God is not only moving, but he's building. See, you can have a blessing model or a building model. Many will go today all around the country and be blessed. But what is God building in the grandchildren, in the family, in the husbands and the wives? And what is God building? This, you have here a unique building center. All right? It's a building. Well, what does that look like? Well, that's just Matthew 16. I will build my church, which means I will add sons and daughters. I will build my ecclesia. And the gates of hell, what I build, the gates of hell shall not prevail against that particular building process. That's why no matter whatever Grace has gone through, the enemy just can't knock it out. Matter of fact, you get stronger and stronger and stronger, and the fire of God gets greater and greater and greater because he's sharpening you as a weapon of war in the territory. See? And so all of these, it's good. See, a lot of times when you're in it, you don't see it because you're in it. So when you step back and God brings people in, he brings people in to say, hey, this is what you look like. This is who you are. Don't take it for granted. Don't get too familiar with what you have, because you are making advancement, and advancement is not about numbers. Where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst to heal, to deliver, and to bring forth assignments that need to be brought forth. The worst thing that we do sometimes is we judge what we see. And as he told the prophet, you know, I don't look on the outward. I look the inward. What is that DNA assigned assignment? Because that's probably the guy I'm going to use. So let's pull that 8-year-old out. Let's pull out what people would see as insignificant. And the devil will never see you coming. So let me, I just wanted to share that particular aspect with you. Another thing, it's hard to be an apostolic prophetic church, present true church, the way you have without an apostle. Okay? You can't be one. What does that mean? Well, God can prophesy and prophesy and prophesy. But if there's not an apostle who is able to administer and build out of that and instill that into his congregation or region, it's just going to be words. Does that make sense to you? You know how people prophesy and you can't remember 2 days from now? But an apostle is able to cultivate that into the culture of that church or region. That's what Apostle Ron does well. So I'm acknowledging the gifts that are here and the manifestation. Go to Matthew chapter 4. Go to Matthew chapter 4. I'm going to roll in what the Lord has said. As Ron knows, if you know my ministry, my ministry came out of 30 years ago. God said, you'll be a prophet to nations. Jeremiah 1, you will root out, tear down, destroy. You will build and plant. You'll be a prophet. But I love the verse after that. He says, and I'll put my words in your mouth. That's a word that you need to take. Doesn't matter about your background, which family you came out of, if you went to Bible school, I'll put the word in your mouth that needs to be said. Or you'll try to qualify what to say. So we should hear what the Spirit is saying. You don't try to hear what I got to say. Put your words in my mouth concerning Southwest Michigan and grace. See? That's why I said if you receive a prophet, you'll receive a prophet's reward. You can receive a guest speaker. That's what you're going to get. Huh? Yeah. That guy. Well, we're going to have a guest speaker in. God says, well, do you know what the anointing is? No. Right. You're going to take more notes and more knowledge. But you can't get the reward. 3 weeks later, pastor, pray for me. God says, I had it right there. See the thinking? So I encourage you, and many won't do what Apostle Ron and some good apostles do. They have gifts in to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry. But if you don't know what mantle that's coming in releasing, you won't receive it or get the reward. See? That's why you got to be careful of big names. If Benny Hinn comes, hey! But I tell you, in these days, there will be voices like yours. Point to your neighbor. Point to your neighbor because you got a mouth. And I'm here to tell you, 2020... God's going to put things in your mouth to say and to decree and declare that will be bring change and shift to your atmosphere and to your situations, because God is about the body of Christ, not a one-man show or reality TV show. That's not him. But if I don't get my people to think that way, they'll still think entertainment or what can keep their attention. And that's why the world is in the condition, the earth is in the condition it's in. So the church is going through a great transition right now. But let me deal with Matthew chapter 4 real quick here. And it came as Apostle Ron began to release his word. I had seen this earlier. But in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. And when Jesus heard that John had been in prison. Now, the context of Matthew chapter 4, Jesus, who was baptized by the Spirit of God, he was led into the wilderness to be tempted, tried and tested after 40 days and 40 nights. He comes out of that test, say out of that test. He came out of the testing and the trial of who he was and his identity to a place where we are in verse 12. In verse 13, while in Galilee, he moved from Nazareth to make his home in Capernaum by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way by the sea beyond the Jordan, the Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in gross darkness, all of a sudden there was great light on those that sat in that region of Southwest Michigan. In the shadow of death, there was light now drawn, because from that time, Jesus began to preach a different message called repent, change the way you think, for the kingdom of heaven has now come to Southwest Michigan. So while I'm hearing, part of my anointing is when you hear something, what's God saying in what he's saying? We all heard Prophet Apostle Ron say the darkness and the light, and it's pushing back the darkness. And God says, this is where you are. This is where this region is. And you've, as pioneers, you've gone through the fire and the testing as Jesus was tested in the wilderness to continue the process to allow God to somehow, some way, bring you to a place of overcoming. How do you know we've overcome, prophet? I mean, you know, how do you know that? Well, there's a new logo here. That's Revelations 2:17. I will give him a new name. I will give him a new identity. And the Lord says, they've overcome one season. So Jesus overcame the wilderness that he may be light to a region that sat in darkness, where there was poverty, where there was sickness, where there was corruption, where there was a spirit of Jezebel, a spirit of Baal ruling a territory. All of a sudden, out of a journey of pioneering, are you with me? So of course Josiah Company 8-year-olds would start having church. Hadn't had before because it was in darkness. Because a new message, a new era of awakening and reformation had come to a territory. And so what I saw in the spirit in this territory, I saw a book. And the book was open, but this book, light came out of it. It was that lit in the community, even all the way up to Lansing. It affected government. It affected education. There's going to be a statewide revival in universities here. There's all of a sudden, now hear what he's saying. Remember he says Zebulun and Naphtali? Remember the tribe of Zebulun? The trading, the business? Many will come to school for business, but they'll be drawn to that light, a light that you carry. So there's an anointing of entrepreneurship. That's a specialty about grace. See. And that's why he says great light shined upon that region. Notice Zebulun. Economy. Business. Broken systematic poverty. All of a sudden, and now there's going to be a wealth transfer in this region where old money has held it. And has caused, and God's breaking a mammon off of this territory. And there will be a transfer of wealth that this region will know about. And that will get national notoriety of what begins to happen in Michigan, especially in Southwest Michigan. See, when prophets come in, they just say what God is saying. And they say and prophesy what God says beyond our own thinking and our own understanding. Right. So there's a Mark 4:16 illustration here concerning Grace Christian Center. You have a new logo. But now let me say this. That new logo that you have is a shift in identity. When you shifted in that identity, you shifted into a whole new, not only season, but you really entered a new era or a new moment. A new time with God that you've never experienced God before. Here, we got to get, when I say we, the body of Christ has to elevate our way of thinking. In other words, we're not changing names and changing logos because they're good ideas. When the cloud and the fire is no longer there, that logo is no longer needed because that season's ended. Does that make sense? So, I'm going to show you today, the Spirit wants to show you how you are building and what you're building here at Grace in Southwest. This is very, very key, very, very important. Here's a prophetic word for you right now. This is what you can look for in 2020 because we're here to deliver what God has ahead for you. God says expect expansion. Say expansion. Expansion. That means creative ideas, creative ways, expanding vision, expanding purpose, expanding the dream of what this particular ministry will be, because what it is now won't be in the future. Hear what I'm saying? Because there will be a greater expansion, a greater inheritance of what you fought and warred for on those Tuesday nights. There comes a moment where God says, okay, I'm going to bring that down now. That's 2020. Now hear this word, some of you who are intercessors. There will be divine acceleration on what you've decreed in the last season that will begin to manifest very, very quickly. So some of you are going to, it's almost like when you've just used to cooking for two or three kids and now you got 20. Well, you wanted the increase, now you got to deal with the increase. What's coming to this ministry is great increase. And so you say, well, we're just trying to just deal with what we're trying to deal with now. But when God puts something on your boat that's multiplied and increased, God says, now I want you to deal with it. Most of you in here, what I sense is all of you are leaders to some capacity, but God is expanding your leadership skills to house what God wants to do in this region. And it's going to start a lot with your children and your grandchildren. You're going to start seeing prodigals come back. You're going to start seeing the Spirit of God move in your life in a way that you've never seen him move before. 2020 will be a year of expansion. It will be a year of you getting your portion. You remember Joshua chapter 18, they begin to divide out the land. And Caleb said, I'm 85. Listen, give me my mountain. Give me my portion. Give me that my test. Hear my words carefully here. Where my testimony has overcome, where I can inherit. So some of you have overcome sickness. Some of you have overcome depression. Some of you have overcome death assignments. And that logo is a new logo on your life because grace has seen you through. See how that works? Is that a dove? I find it interesting that in Matthew chapter 4, that's what Jesus, when he was baptized, that's what descended. And then God comes right back to say into this region, Matthew chapter 4, great light upon this region. What does that mean, though, prophet? What are you saying? What I'm saying to you, invasion of Holy Spirit is invading this territory at a whole new level in a whole new way. That's why, when this comes, everybody's world got shaken. Everybody's world got rocked. Everybody's religious leadership got rocked. Because there was a new administration of God's kingdom expression coming to the earth. There's a new kingdom demonstration and expression that's coming to Southwest Michigan, that's coming to this territory. And you're the spearhead that's going to produce that and pioneer that in this next season. So look for many. I hear the Lord saying, look for many who've been in the Rhema of faith camp to find their way in your spheres of influence of business and education. There's going to be a mixing there. And a lot of these kids that's coming to these universities, Wayne State, Western Michigan, Michigan, all these different kids are coming to school. They're coming to school for business, but a Zebulon mantle will rest upon them, and they've got to feed off a Zebulon anointing, and they don't know why. And they're going to be drawn to places like this all across the country. There's a Zebulon school you'll raise up. We've been about prophetic schools, Sons of Issachar schools, but you're going to raise up in 2020. God is saying where this ministry is going, one of the schools that you'll offer is a Zebulon school. So this morning, the Lord just began to show me mantles, and one of the mantles was Zebulon. Had no idea we were going to Matthew chapter 4, and he talked about Zebulon. See, if I go to a place, I got to know that. I mean, I like the church, like the people. That's cool. But I actually got to know that part. See, I got to know what I'm a part of. I got to know what are we doing? Where are we going? See, we're just not just doing just to be doing. So that's why you need a strong apostle who will allow the mantles and the gifts to begin to be distributed where you can see actually what God's doing. Because you receive the mantle and the anointing because you're Grace Center. You're Grace Christian Center, not the building. You are. It's in the hearts and the minds of the people. So whatever God is saying to Grace, he's saying to you. Someone says, I could usually use a prophecy right now. Could you prophesy to me? God's been prophesying you for the last 20 minutes. That's a little different, you think? We'll be here all day. We're not going to be at 8 o'clock. God says, no. No. Stop looking for that personal word. Think team, not ISO ball, right? Back at your personal stats. Hallelujah for that. We're losing. We're losing the culture. Let's pick it up. See what I mean? Coach, that's what I am. That's what I That's how I got called to ministry. You got to coach. We got to get our thinking's got to shift here. But if you don't understand, if you don't understand the commander in chief, if you don't understand that he's using as a sergeant, as a captain, as an administrative connection to establish the kingdom, that's what apostles do. So many of you, because you believe in the gifts of the Spirit, you can hear God. You might have been considered a flake somewhere else, but you fit in here. Well, God says, get over it. Of course you fit in here. That's why I made you the way I made you. Get over that. Thank God you got a tribe and a troop that you can relate to. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, can we please, for the love of, see what I mean? Stop trying to fit in somewhere. Allow people to be what they've been called to do and be. Bless that. Because you're going to need that element of faith. You're going to need that element of every stream to accomplish the work that God has called us to express in the kingdom of God. So this is a good year, and I've been telling people that this is a good year to settle in your identity. Stop looking over the bridge. Stop looking over the fence. Settle into your identity. Because as a prophet that goes around the nation, he ain't changing. He's not changing, buddy. No, you are what you are, and you will get lock and step in your den. I'll guarantee you. Ask America today. A nation that is divided, God is not playing. And it's going to be the church. Hear me, it's going to be the church that rectifies the wrong. And we're actually going to grow up now. We're actually not perfect. I love what I think Becca did that. You got to look at that video. It's an awesome video. Talked about real stuff, man. Real people. The church is not perfect. No church is perfect. Get over that. That's not the revelation. Look in the mirror. Right. It's not perfect. So before we judge Bobby and Phil, look in the mirror. You grace. All right, then. Good. We're good. We're good. We're ready to go on to Zebulon. We're not to fight in the sandbox anymore. He's like me. But see, a pastor, let me say this. You guys are a good group because I can feel it. I know you're taught the word, and so you can, I mean, someplace you can really go to the meat. So here's what I'm saying. There's a pastoral model, and then there's an apostolic model. Pastor's going to try to keep you in the pew and keep you coming to church. We need that gift, though, to be caretakers. I'm not disparaging pastors. I pastor. But from an apostolic standpoint, you should be building people to grow up, not stay in the daycare. I'll be glad when he's done so pastor can pray for me. That's a daycare. Meanwhile, Josiah back at the camp, he's going over here running around being the... But anyhow, you getting that? All right? So, personal prophecy, he's prophesying to you. He's prophesied to you already about your grandchild that you love so much, your kid that you love so much, your family, and your business and your sphere of influence that you love so much. I've been prophesying to you. I hear the Lord saying, I'm prophesying to you. I'm prophesying to the dry areas of vision and dream, hope deferred. I'm prophesied that these bones will live and become a great army in Southwest Michigan because they're actually, oh my God, Jesus coming back for a mature church. Who thought? But you're ready. Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
He says, but I don't feel ready. A lot of times you may feel like nothing. That's when you're ready. I feel so beat up and tore up. My emotions are everywhere. I feel so confused. God says, you ready? Why would you say that? Because you're so dependent on God right now at the lowest point, you'll do anything he says, which is what he wanted in the first place. Makes no sense to me. So we're talking about 2020 forecast vision, right? Right now, hear what I'm saying. So how are we building? Let's just go through this real quickly. Grace or any ministry has a building process. Revelations 1:20, you don't have to go there, but jot this down. But in Revelations 1:20, John the Revelator, he sees the seven stars, the seven candlesticks, and he says that these are the churches of Southwest Michigan or America or Missouri. There are candlesticks that have assignments on them. Say assignments. And so each one of them have been chosen and called by God for specific assignments. And so when you look at Grace Christian Center, it's a candlestick with specific assignments. Okay. And it's there to be a light and salt to a region and a territory that brings about God's kingdom expression. Now hear my words, in present truth. This isn't 1995 or 2007. We have Twitter. We have Snapchat. The world has changed. It's awakening. It's reformation. It's the Gutenberg printing press. It's everything that happened in 1517 that's now happening in the third reformation now, and you're on the cutting edge of what God is doing in the earth. Are you with me? So what the enemy's fighting, he wants to fight apostolic leaders, present truth ministries from coming forth. You have no idea how hell is so fearful of a Josiah Company. He doesn't want a Josiah Company activated. He don't want a Joshua Generation at Western Michigan or Michigan awakening to who they really are. And each time that you gather, each time that you're doing what you're doing, you're causing a stirring in the atmosphere that's causing a clarion call for those. So here's one of the challenges that we face that you're going to face. You're going through this process of church thinking to kingdom thinking. He's not doing away with the church. We're going to have church. We're church. But there's this detox thing going on, I call it. It's a religious way of thinking that we've worshiped God. Not that it's wrong, but God says expand the vision. Expand what I'm about. Because we've gotten so secluded with us four and no more that we don't really bring a lot of change to education, to government, to a lot of things that are going on in society. Does that make sense? So how are we building? Of course, Jesus said that, thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosened in heaven. There are churches that are allowing the Spirit of God to build in regions, and then there are churches that are being built on organizational old wineskins. The Lord told me that. There are churches that are allowing the Spirit of God to build in regions. And then there are places that are allowing the old organizational wineskins. And what's going to happen? You're going to see it. You're going to see it as plain as day. They will be the blockbusters of yesterday. They'll be the Toys R Us that got outdated. And Netflix took over. God is looking for a present truth church that will exemplify and meet all the needs of this generation. So that's why God says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. Don't look at your numbers. Because Netflix started with one person. Just using that as an example. And so usually it takes years to pioneer into a present truth age like now. And so this place has been around, what, 23, 24 years now? Did I have that right? 23 years? Okay. 23 years? You've pioneered and you've battled. So there's a building process by the Spirit that you haven't allowed organizational wineskins to shape you. You've allowed the Spirit of God to bring you to where this logo is today. So to God, 2020 will be your graduation ceremony year. You've graduated to a different place of influence. And so what's happening, what's going to begin to happen is that there will be certain promotions and certain doors that will open to you now in your sphere of influence, whether it's education, whether it's government, whether it's in the family, whether it's sports. There's a sports and arts and entertainment. There are certain scholarships and grants that are going to begin. There's grants that's coming to this ministry. There's a multiplication of grants that's coming to this ministry for kingdom expansion, stuff that you've warred for, that you wanted to see changed in the city and the territory. 2020 will mark a new era, not only for you, but for the people, hear my words, that sat in gross darkness. All right? So there's change that is here, change that has come. And so for time's sake, what is the destiny of the candlestick of Grace Center? What is its destiny? The Lord says in 2020 will mark a not only a new grace and a new favor, there will be a Habakkuk 1:5 release that in those days, though it be told you, you would not, I will work a work in your days, though it be told you, you would not believe. Grace Christian Center. I could tell you, I could say, but you will not believe it until you see that work that I manifest. God says you will take in Habakkuk 1:5 into 2020. I'm working out the fine details that will produce the fruit that you have plowed, that you planted. The Lord says this ministry is coming into a harvester of harvester season. See, I got to know that. Because that's your bank money. That's your bank account. That's your resources. That's what you're looking for. There are certain things you petition God for. See, 1 Corinthians 14, you know this. He says the Bible says that he would desire to prophesy to his people. Prophecy is important to the church. That's how the church is built up. Well, no father doesn't look at his kid, never talk to it. That's kind of abnormal. So evidently God wants to talk to his children or talk to his church. Well, then if you communicate right, the child knows what you're trying to communicate. Well, that's how prophecy works. He knows there's no way we're going to understand everything, but there are some aspects when he prophesies, God says, you need to take that home with you today. Yeah. See, I can't have a kid from 1 to 16 that I'm not looking as a Josiah right now. My whole perspective of him is totally changed. Or her. Because God is doing something in them that I haven't quite seen before or expected before, because we have church at 11 o'clock. And God says, I know you have church at 11 o'clock and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, but I'm telling you, there's an underbelly there. There is something there that I'm stirring in the generation. See. And they're going to prophesy. I'm going to tell you something. There's going to be those that lay hands on people and instantly they're going to be healed. They're going to discern things, traumas and things that people have gone through, and they're going to speak one word and people are going to get healed. And people are going to get delivered because they're on the accelerated track with the kingdom of God. You'll see it because God is doing an acceleration in these days and in these times. But he says, this is all about rebranding. He's rebranding the identity of his people. He says this will be a Reformation center gate. Very interesting word. A Reformation center gate for this territory, because a new era has dawned upon the church in St. Joe's region. Grace is an apostolic prophetic house for equipping and activating the saints, but its ultimate assignment will be Jeremiah 18. Go down to the potter's house and hear what the Spirit has to say. And instead of just shaping lives, Apostle Ron, it's shaping the culture. What? I thought we were just going to church to go to heaven. Wait, no. No. Because now you're coming into what does 2020 in this era look like? He's prophesying and say, listen, you're going to be a potter's house to shape and to mold the minds of business people with a Zebulon mantle in education, in spheres of influence. And so you'll have many different diversities, Apostle Ron, and Grace, in your ministry. You'll have Zebulon teams in schools. You'll have young people who've been assigned to heal, to deliver. You'll have, and the Lord says, this is not about age. God says, I don't care if you're 99, get ready. You're about to run all over again. You're not, this is not about heading to the grave. You might as well just buckle up. I'm here to tell you. I don't care how old you are. God's not. There's no Holy Spirit on age. I said the Holy Spirit don't have age. He doesn't look at your age. As long as there's breath in you, you have purpose. And evidently you have a purpose to what God's saying now. Or else he wouldn't tell you. Which means you're a part of the program. So you have the synergy of the ages. I looked up here at the worship team. You have three generations aligning. You have the young people. You have the millennials. You have the elderly. You have three generations aligning all through this church. That's all God needs. It didn't matter if it was 10 people in this church. I just need three generations to align with my prophetic purpose and destiny in a region. That's all I need. So we'll quote Isaiah 60. But the verse before that says that the word of the Lord would not depart from your mouth or your children's mouth or your children's truth. Three generations will align and then arise and shine. There will be great light over a region. That's what's taking place that gives you the authority to walk in 2020. You know where you've been. You know where you come from. You know where you stand with God. So now you walk in a whole different dimension of who you are as Grace Christian Center. And say, holler at our new logo. This is who we are. Hear what I'm saying. There's so much coming. Listen, when I travel, you do some. You do a lot of audiences, bigger crowds. So you learn to do popcorn prophecy. Boom, bam, boom. You ain't going to be there for 3 days prophesying to 2,000 people. That's just crazy. No, no. I'm about to hit this mode. Then I'm going to finish it up real quick. Got to eat chili. I got to mess with Shiloh's chili. Now listen. Daughter. Got the little child with you. What's your name? God says expect a fresh encounter in 2020. He's going to revive, strengthen you, not only in your body, but in your spirit. And the Lord says you're going to dream some dreams about your family. And then you're going to know what to pray and how to pray concerning needs in the family. God is causing a protection to come around your family in a new, fresh way. Rebecca, it's time to write the books. Go ahead and write the book. I knew it wouldn't take long with her. My sister right there in the silver right here. Yeah, right here. Go. Yeah. Won't you stand up? Yeah. Now, the Lord says you're entering a stream of refreshing. A refreshing where weariness tried to take you over. God says you're going to be extremely energized. And the Lord says follow the creative ability that I've given you. The Lord says don't back up. He's given you some things that's been on your heart. God says go for it. Shoot the arrows. My George, is that your name? Stand up, my brother. You helped us out this morning. Is this your couple? That's your wife? Okay, stand up real quick. Yeah. Chili's waiting. There you go. Now, when he cut the cloth, he cut it for you, designed for a day. Now, hear what I'm saying. You're entering a moment in your lives where things are going to start fitting like a glove, a favor. There's a tremendous amount of favor that you're going to step into in 2020. And God's going to open up fresh resources for you. And God's going to cause a financial miracle to come to you because of your faithfulness to him. The Lord says, look out, look up. For the Lord says, there's a financial release that's coming your way, says the Spirit of the Lord. The prophet is back here in the. Hey, there you go. Hey, Christy, is that who's that? Who? Ina. Okay, Ina. Now, what I hear the Lord saying for you, the Lord says, I want you to write it out. I want you to jot it out. What I'm saying to you, there will be a manual that you'll write of the prophetic destiny of a region, says the Lord. You're going to hear what God's saying about the region. You're going to write it out. It doesn't have to be nothing long, but it's going to be a manual of what God is doing in the territory and the region. You'll pray into that. It'll be more clear, but the Lord's just giving you clarity of what he's put in your heart. God says you got to get it out there. But my brother in the blue back here, stand up for me, brother. Are you married, sir? Oh, stand up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord real quick. I hear the Lord saying to you and your family, the Lord says it's a day of demarcation. It's a day of advancement. The Lord says you plowed and you plowed and you plowed. But the Lord says now the reaper will overtake the plowman, says the Lord. There will be a divine acceleration that will happen in the family. The Lord says there will not only be a freshness. The Lord says, I've groomed you for this day. I've groomed you for 2020. The Lord says the obstacles that you've been facing, says the Lord. God says he's going to break some barriers and some chaos and confusion that the enemy tried to snuff out what your vision and dream was with all types of complications. But God says the crooked way will be made straight in this season. And the Lord says, man of God, I put a word in your mouth, says the Spirit. The Lord says, don't limit on how I use you. The Lord says, you're a powerful evangelist, says the Lord. There are gifts in you that that God's raising back up in a whole new way, in a whole new focus. And the Lord says, woman of God, you will play. And the Lord says, as you play, you will see the day. You will write the day. You will prophesy. You're going to prophesy at a whole different dimension. You've been called as a prophetess of the Lord, and the Lord says you're going to step into that dimension in a new, fresh way, says the Spirit of the Lord. If you have a business, I want you to stand up. If you have any type of entrepreneur, even if you just have a dream about having a business, I need you to stand up real quick just for time's sake. Hallelujah. Popcorn prophecy. Now stretch your hands out to the heavens, because now the Lord is releasing that mantle of the Zebulun anointing. It's the mantle that causes you the ability to create wealth and to bless others. Father, I decree and loose that mantle, that anointing over them, and I decree favor and grace over their business. I rebuke the cankerworm and every type of competitive spirit that would try to come against them. I thank you, and I decree and declare that they will walk in the logo of the day of grace, and they will walk in that grace in the fullness in the way. And I decree and declare, Father, multiple streams of income are going to come out of those entrepreneur anointings in the name of Jesus Christ. I release that and decree that word over them now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, real quick. Got to go. Now, because certain things I have to say to cover me, because that's my assignment. All right. Issachar. Say Issachar. Judah. Say Judah. And say Zebulun. Issachar, the prophets of new times and seasons of what God's people ought to do. God says you'll have schools of the Issachar anointing. The Lord says even there will be multiple worship teams that will begin to assemble, not just a few. The Lord says, I'm going to multiply that sevenfold. There will be a school of the Judah praise that will go forth. The Lord says there will be a school of the Zebulun that you'll begin to move into. And the Lord says, Apostle Ron, there's going to be divine connections for you because you're your acumen in the business world. The Lord is bringing those out of the caves, out of the places of hiding, and you're going to be a father to them and mentor them with a Zebulun. Father, I release that mantle upon Apostle Ron and Belinda right now. There's tremendous wealth that is in this man and for others to receive the wealth. And God says, because you've been a father, I'm going to increase the wealth in your hands, says the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says it takes finances to do what I need to do in this territory. And the Lord says, I'm going to multiply. God says, I'm breaking off the limitation, and the Lord says, I'm bringing you into the day of anticipation and the day of expectation and the day of manifestation, says the Spirit of the Lord. But I release that over Apostle Ron and over this team right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it and declare it. Isaiah 54, you'll teach a series on Isaiah 54. The Lord says, because this ministry is coming into a place where God says, I'm extending your tent stakes. I'm breaking off the limitations of certain things. You've gone through the narrow place, but it comes a moment where God has to free us from thinking narrow-minded things with narrow-minded situations. The Lord says, I'm broadening the way now, says the Lord. God says, and guess what? Isaiah 60 will be very a paramount here in this ministry. Now, my brother Jeremy, you got to grab hold to this because you're in the middle of it. You just don't know it. What's happening is in Isaiah 60, he says, arise and shine, and thy light has come upon you, correct? Okay, now listen. Here's the verse for this church. I can't speak for other church. I know about this church. He says, there will be kings and those who have money and influence that will be drawn to grace's light. That's a word for this house. Now, Jeremy, God says, I want you to grab that word. People who have influence are going to be drawn what you carry. And you'll move as a Daniel with that. That's even in the business realm. That's even in the marketplace. Your voice will be heard in this season. But it'll be voices. your voice will be heard, but it'll be people who really want to hear what you have to say, not compete with you, but people who are drawn to what you're carrying because in you is multiplication. So this ministry, Ron, is very unique. People, decision makers, are going to be drawn to what you carry here in this church, from the oldest to the youngest. And God's going to use those divine connections to literally begin to bring a new kingdom expression. He's breaking down the walls of segregation. All because you chose to go light in spirit. And what once ruled the territory that brought division, God says, I'm going to cause a unity and an honoring of the gifts. There's been a false lie of honoring in the territory. And God is bringing that down. This will be a multi-generational, multicultural. Hispanics are coming. Hispanics are coming. Other ethnic groups, or you already got a good ethnic group. You've already been pioneering. See, God knows what he's doing. And I'm telling you, you're not going to be the atypical, let's go to church people. You're going to be a kingdom expression people to what God is about to do. And so get ready to legislate the heavens in the new day, says the Spirit of the Lord. Now, last thing, I want you to stand up. Pastor Dine, if I can have you come up here real quick from the platform. Apostle Ron, I'd just like for you to stand right here in front of that table there, in front of your congregation. There, I just see, just follow and obey the Spirit. What God is doing now here, he is releasing a fresh commissioning to move into the new era, into the new season of 2020. It's a prophetic act, but it's an act of obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. This house has been obedient to the Spirit to do what it is that God has called it to be. So what I want you to do now in agreement right now, I just want you to stretch your hands out to heaven. I want you to pray in the Holy Spirit, just like they did in the upper room. Because as you do this, the Lord says, I'm going to fill the house up with a fresh wind of revival and awakening over this ministry and this territory. Father, we loose the winds of revival. We loose the winds of awakening. We loose the winds of the mantles that need to be carried in 2020. We say in a grease, I hear the Lord saying that I'm releasing angels on assignment that have been reserved for this time, that have been reserved for this season. For the Lord says there will be an outpouring. I hear the Lord saying divine interruptions will begin to happen over this ministry, divine interruptions of the fresh outpouring of Holy Spirit. And the Lord says this will be a day like no other. For the Lord says it's a day of pay. And the Lord says I've made a way. The Lord says I made a way in the wilderness. And the Lord says I made a way in the valley. Hear the word of the Lord. God says I'm going to visit you in 2020 in whole new ways. And diversity of gifts will be activated. I hear the Lord saying, it's a day, says the Lord, that I'm bringing in. The camels are coming. The camels are coming. The Lord says, arise and shine, for thy light is come. This will be a day of strategy, but the Lord says it will be a great day of victory. The Lord says 2020 will be a year, says the Lord, where the banner is lifted high. The Lord says the banner of victory, and I hear the Lord saying, I have the leaders to hold up the leaders' arms, and God says, says, I will mobilize you. The Lord says, I will utilize you. And the Lord says, I will cultivate the ground in a new way. Now, there will be property. There will be property that will open up. And the Lord says, it will be those that you send that will occupy lands and properties for my kingdom's sake, says the Spirit of the Lord. Lands will transfer. Businesses, houses will sell. There will be great transactions that will take place, says the Lord. The day of impossibility is here. God says it's a day where you're going to walk on the water in a new, fresh way. The Lord says, receive the impartation. There's an impartation in your spirit. There's a demand in your spirit that's bursting forth now, says the Spirit of the Lord. So, Father, we activate and we charge this company that you have assigned as an ecclesia, as Grace Christian Center. We loose the anointing and we commission them by your spirit to fulfill their prophetic destiny in a whole new way, at a whole new level. We decree and declare it as so in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Give the King a shout of joy. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. Glory. Glory. Are you okay? Amen. Do you have anything back? You want to say something? You know you got something. You know you got something.
Well, I heard the Lord saying that it will come supernaturally, and everything that's going to happen in this ministry will be a supernatural thing. And the Lord said, don't look for it to happen as a trickle, but the Lord said it's going to come as a flood. And the Lord says, why? Because you've been faithful over a few things. And the Lord says, now I'm going to make you ruler over much. And the Lord says, that I'm going to put in your hand, the Lord said, I can entrust everything that I give you because you have a heart, the Lord says, for compassion, and you have a heart to see growth, and you have a heart to see multiplication. And the Lord says, the things I'm going to do with this ministry is going to surprise so many around you, says the Lord. And the Lord says, they're going to see that favor and my grace is upon you in a supernatural way. And they're going to see that I have moved you and I position you for the time is now. And the Lord says there's an Esther anointing even for this season for you, the Esther anointing of such favor and grace. And I heard the Lord saying, don't not ask the Lord what your heart desires. As Esther went before the king, she petitioned him. And the Lord says, petition the Lord for the things you have need of and the things you even desire. I heard the Lord saying, for there's some of you have such great desires within you, but you think, oh, maybe this is not the time, or maybe I shouldn't be asking. But the Lord says, because you've been so faithful, it's time for you to ask, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Now, out of that, there will be a Deborah Company women's ministry. A Deborah Company's women's ministry is being birthed today out of this ministry. A Deborah-led company of women's ministry is being birthed out of that Esther favor to uproot the Haman of the day that will cause deliverance for a generation, says the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.